Today I am joined by Vicky Floyd. She is the Director of Administration with ADK Consulting and Executive Search. ADK is a leading consulting firm specialized in airport executive recruitment. They have worked with numerous airports throughout the country and conducting national searches for executive positions. Vicky has extensive experience as a creative writer working for several firms and a career spanning over 20 years. Vicky, I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview with me, and welcome to the Master of Entrepreneurship program at Western Carolina University. How are you doing today?
Absolutely. I'm happy to do it. I'm great.
Perfect. Thank you. So why don't we go ahead and get started, and why don't you tell me a little bit about how you started at ADK and how your previous experience led you to the work you were doing today?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. The owners of ADK needed someone on the team. I have been with ADK for about 5.5 years, and when they decided to add somebody to the team, they reached out to some people that they knew, some industry contacts, and they did want to place an ad. And so they kind of, you know, reached out to people and said, this is what we're looking for. And kind of through that, we got connected. I have to tell you that I had absolutely no airport or aviation experience, and I didn't have any human resources experience, so I'm not sure they hired me, but I have to tell you that the owners of our company have an uncanny ability to put together an executive team, and so I guess they saw something in me that they felt would work well for them, and it all went from there.
Perfect. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what do you enjoy the most about the work you do at ADK?
Well, you know, when you're an executive recruiting firm, I mean, you're really changing lives. You're putting people or helping. We don't hire anybody. The airports hire them. But we feel that we help to change lives in a very positive way because, you know, people are working their way up through the ranks in airport or aviation-related industries. And we feel like we help them do that. And then they land their dream job. And so that's, you know, that's very, we really kind of love that. And then the second thing is that we do a lot of salary studies. And so we feel that we have helped to increase salaries in the airport industry. An airport will ask us to do a salary study, and we will give them some information. Obviously, we don't tell them specific airports, but airports of the same size. And if a CEO or an airport manager is making this particular salary, and it's higher than what they're wanting to pay, then they can use that to take to their board and maybe raise that salary. So we really do feel that we've helped raise salaries in the airport industry.
Sure. Yeah, no, that sounds like something similar to, I mean, we've done at my current airport, the salary studies and kind of adjust for comparable wages at different places.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So speaking along executives in that subject, so what, why is it important, in your opinion, to get the right executive team in place?
Well, you know, if it's not a cultural fit, the executive, the employee won't be happy, and the employer won't be happy, and this could affect the entire workplace and, you know, kind of cause dissension. You know, someone can have all the tech skills in the world, but not if they're not a good cultural fit, it's just not a good situation. So I think that the right executive team, they're going to all fit the culture of that airport or that organization.
Sure. And I think like one of the important things to point out here, we're talking about airports, and airports is a very, very specialized field. So along those lines, what do you think are the challenges in filling executive positions in a highly specialized field?
Right. Well, as you said, there are only so many jobs in this particular field, so this drastically narrows the candidate pool. And then if a company or an organization airport has really strict requirements, this also narrows the candidate pool. For instance, if an airport says that an AAE credential is required, then that narrows it even more. So there are only so many jobs to be found, and we think that the airport industry is large, but in reality, for what we do, which is just executive recruitment, it's kind of a very small candidate pool. So that makes it difficult.
Right. Yeah. And generally speaking, what are the tools or incentives an organization can use to attract viable candidates to a position? Because sometimes that can be challenging.
It can. And some of the things that we've seen is that we kind of try to come up with some creative ideas with our airports, creative with salaries or benefits. You know, maybe there's a maximum salary range, but then the airport or the organization can offer benefits that maybe compensate. We just had a situation where there was a maximum salary, but the organization was willing to give this employee some extra vacation days that he could then sell back at the end of the year. So that would increase his salary. They can offer, like, we also had another one that offered one or two trips back to the airport or that city to look for housing, you know, and that's not something that we see as common. They may offer relocation assistance, but not a couple of trips to look for a house. So you have to offer kind of creative incentives if your hands are tied, and then also communicate whether there's promotion opportunities, whether that employee can move up and what they can expect in that regard.
Sure. What are the differences between a good candidate and a great candidate? Because sometimes you might see a position that gets filled just for the sake of filling it. So why don't you tell me a little bit more about your feelings between, you know, finding a good candidate and a great candidate?
Well, I think there again, it's cultural fit because, you know, again, a candidate can have all the technical skills and all the education in the world, but if he or she is not a cultural fit, it's just not going to work. In many cases, a lot of the technical aspects can be taught, but if it's not a cultural fit, that's not something that can really be taught. So I would again go back to, does that candidate fit the culture of that airport? And I'll give you an example. We had an airport that we were helping to place a candidate, and this candidate came in for an interview with a suit and tie on, which you would think that would be great, but this airport just happened to be really, really laid back. And had the candidate done some of his homework before that, he would have seen that a buttoned up suit and tie would not have gone over well. And that's kind of why he didn't get the position, because he didn't read the cultural fit of that airport. So,
sure, that's actually really interesting. Now, switching to a different topic here for a bit, from an executive standpoint, what is the importance of networking? I think that's sometimes it's a term that's thrown around quite a bit, but from your experience as a recruiter and also as an executive with ADK, what are your thoughts on networking?
Well, as far as from an executive networking, I mean, first of all, you never know when you're going to need the expertise of somebody else, you know, and not only that, if you're looking to move up in your career, you want to have that network. You can gain some really great insights from other people who have been where you are. A great network helps you know what's out there and can give you a heads up when a position might be coming available that would be a good fit for you. Others in your field may have creative solutions to problems that you haven't considered. So I think, you know, networking is, I mean, it's the, we all need to do it. We all need peers that we can bounce ideas off of. And you don't want to be an island unto yourself, you know, you'll not be happy that way. So I think for all those reasons, networking is just vital.
So I want to ask you about what are specifically for you, since you're in the industry of a recruiting. So what are the benefits of having a third party involved in the recruiting process, especially with executive recruitment?
Well, for us, and you know, I don't know that I would speak for everybody or every industry, but for us, we literally have thousands of industry contacts in our database, more so than any other recruiting firm that is aviation or non-aviation. You know, we just have the, we have thousands and thousands of people in our database. We are also, you know, a recruiting firm, hopefully, will be non-biased. We stay up on the current industry laws and trends and information. And also, the company, the airport, may not have the manpower to fully attract and vet candidates. We also have a guarantee that, you know, if somebody that is placed leaves within a year, we turn right around and, you know, redo that recruitment free. And then we do a lot of direct sourcing because of those thousands of contacts that we have. And we know, we really know a lot of people in the industry well, not just they're not just a name on a page and an email address. We know them personally. And so we kind of know how they operate and whether they would be a good fit. And so I think that's a really good benefit. And then again, you know, there are some small airports that just don't have HR departments, and we can act as that for them.
Sure. Yeah. Then my next question is a little bit, you kind of touched base a little bit on that, on this topic, but it comes down to how do you measure, or how ADK measures your success in serving your clients?
Well, we can pay all of our employees. That's one thing. I'll give you a statistic. 73% in 2017 of our clients were repeat clients, and that's huge. That tells us that we're doing something right, that they like what we're doing, that we're successful for them. And then the other thing that we do is we send out a client satisfaction survey when we're done with a particular search. And as of yet, we have not gotten a single negative comment. So that's kind of how we measure our success.
Those are some very good statistics that you have there.
We think so.
Yeah. So here I had my last question here for you, and it's speaking of, what career advice do you have for tomorrow's executive leaders?
Well, I would say don't be afraid to start at the bottom. You know, you might want that top-level job, but you'll maybe need to take something that is not your ultimate goal. And then when you do have a position of authority, be somebody that your team looks up to. I would say don't micromanage. You know, these things sound trite, but don't lead by example. Sorry. You want to give your team tasks and then let them go about it. The hardest thing for me personally, I have a team with our company, and the hardest thing for me personally is not being afraid to let them fail. you have to let them fail, because that's how they learn. I would say that executives need to encourage their team to get credentialed in their field. You know, if you're an airport manager or CEO or the head of a team, you know, encourage them to get their CM or their AAE or, you know, what have you, ACE and all of those other acronyms. I would encourage them, mentor them. Do everything you can do to become tech savvy, because everything is becoming digital. And I would say that you would, you know, as a younger maybe not younger, but as a student or a new employee, shadow those people that are in your preferred industry. When you do have a team that you're leading, get out among the people, learn their names, and teach yourself to treat, I would say, the blue-collar workers the same as the executives. I would say create a succession plan. I would also say do some kind of assessment, like the predictive index or something like that, so that everybody's working in a job that fits them. So that those are some things that I think that would be very positive.
Vicky, that would conclude all the questions that I planned for interview. But
okay.
I think I want to thank you for taking the time to do this interview. I really appreciate I think my class is going to definitely enjoy hearing from you and what you have to say. And again,
well, I'm so glad. I'm honored.
Thank you for your time.
You are so very welcome.